It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam, how are you?
Morena, I'm good. It's weird having the odds ting back. Like, I feel, like, nostalgic, but I also don't.
Is it because the other one had your name in it?
Hey, look, that was fun, you know, but, like...
We'll get your name in this.
I'm back to being anonymous.
I wonder who this man is.
My secret.
What are we talking about this morning, Sam?
So, I talked about Apple TV Plus already with that show that I can't remember what its name was.
Good start.
What was it called? The Morning Show. And now I'm going to talk about Disney Plus, their new offering. So Disney Plus is obviously the new streaming service from Disney. And yes, we have reached peak TV. There is too much for me to watch. I'm stressed out by it all.
So many streaming
services. It's so funny you say that because I feel like we've talked about that on the radio. How do you subscribe to them all? How do you do it? Anyway.
If you are an accredited TV reviewer, you can hit up these places and get screeners and stuff like that.
Well, there you go.
So, you know, just check an email to Netflix and see what happens. if you don't have a Netflix account. Or
hello,
Apple
I run
or
a blog. Can I please?
Literally, that is what happens. That is not even a lie.
Good.
But yeah, so we've reached peak TV. There's too many things to watch. So I thought I'd try watch The Mandalorian, which is the new Disney Plus TV show based on Star Wars, taking place 5 years after... The first three, which if you know Star Wars, are the fourth, fifth, and sixth. The fourth, fifth, and sixth ones. You get it.
I'm nodding, but I am really crap on my Star Wars facts, I have to admit.
So this is after the events of the one where Obi-Wan and Darth Vader... No, who was he at that point? Anakin and Obi-Wan fight, and that's the whole thing.
Okay,
anyway,
so this is after that, years after that.
Yep, and it follows this guy named Mando, who is a Mandalorian. Mandalorians are a race of alien bounty hunters. This already sounds so whack. trying to explain Star Wars is so hard. Hopefully people out there know what Star Wars is. If you don't, that's kind of weird. But this is basically what Disney has decided to launch their platform with.
Yeah.
So they've got all their old catalogue on Disney+, but they've also created some new content.
So I just want to know, are you originally a Star Wars fan?
I have a weird amount of Star Wars knowledge for someone that really hates the franchise.
Okay. Whoa.
I think it churns out really mediocre movies and has
since
the
second... I think you're about to cop some flack for saying this.
Hit me up, baby.
I actually know a couple of people who are in a similar boat.
See, I'm kind of the opposite. I am someone who hasn't actually watched very much Star Wars, but all Star Wars stuff I've watched I've enjoyed. And so I'm not really sure why I haven't watched more.
It's enjoyable, but like the first film was amazing and then the rest of them were pretty subpar, too bad. And everyone's like, oh my God, these are the best things in the world. I'm like, they're not. You're lying to yourself.
Anyway, should we talk about The Mandalorian? Is it any good?
I'm enjoying it so far. It's nothing new in the Star Wars universe. It's a space western, which they all kind of were.
Right.
There's no Jedis in this one at this point so far.
There is a Baby Yoda, though.
Yeah, someone's already texted an OMG Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda is the cutest alien ever.
No, literally. So this is what happened. So I wouldn't be watching this show without Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda shows up in the end of the first episode, and the story is basically the Mandalorian, Mando his name is, he's meant to go kill this target because he's a bounty hunter, and it turns out to be Baby Yoda. And he's like, I can't kill this thing, it's too cute. So he saves it.
Wait, this is the actual premise?
Yeah, the premise is this baby is too cute, I can't kill it, I have to save it, and now go across the universe with this baby and raise it as my own.
As little Baby Yoda?
Yeah, so single dad with his like new adopted son, basically, is what the show's about.
Excellent.
And honestly, my womb started kicking, and I don't have a womb. This I've never felt so connected to a puppet in my life. Honestly, I literally look at it and I want to start crying. I if you've watched the show, you know what I'm talking about. You look at it and it, like,
if you've watched the show or if you've just been on the internet in the last like week and a half, there's just the memes are everywhere.
But if you watch it like moving, like in movement, when it's just like making its weird little squeaky noises, you're like, ah, like you want to protect this thing with all your life. Like it's so whack. They've done such a good job with the puppet design on this thing that you're just like, okay, I'm
so
on board.
It's a puppet, not CGI?
It's a puppet, not CGI.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
And the creator was like, don't be a pussy. It's a puppet. We're not doing CGI.
CGI.
Yeah.
So no CGI in the entire show?
There
surely
is some
not.
CGI,
yeah.
But most of the stuff is practical effects because it's from the day and age where it was like the Jim Henson puppet kind of do it all practical kind of thing, which
so
is really cool.
Someone texted and they said, how can you be a Baby Yoda if it's 5 years after
So it's not actually Baby Yoda. It's because we don't know Yoda's species name.
Oh,
so
okay.
No one knows what to call
so
it.
So it's not actually Yoda the character.
No, Yoda died 50 years prior to this.
Okay.
In the Star Wars canon.
My
Sorry.
Timeline brain has kind of gone a bit wacky now, but I'm getting... So the Baby Yoda that everyone's calling Baby Yoda, it's not actually Yoda.
No, sorry,
it's
guys.
It's of the same species
yeah.
as Yoda.
And that should be really obvious if you know anything about Star Wars, guys. Come on.
Sorry.
So how many episodes are out?
4 episodes are out so far, and I'm enjoying them. They're pretty stock standard fare. I wouldn't say they're anything crazy good. It's got 9.1 on IMDb, which is kind of just that wave of...
Fandom stuff, yeah.
I think. And I'm happy to criticize Star Wars. I think this is a very middle-of-the-road TV show so far, and I'm sure I'll enjoy it while I watch it.
Will you keep watching it?
Yeah, I want to
finish. As long as Baby Yoda's there.
Yeah, I want to know how's Baby Yoda. That's all I really care about. But yeah, and hopefully it gets more involved in the Force and the Jedi kind of side of it, because that's always really fun.
Yeah.
I think the Western, we've got laser guns, we shoot, we're an assassin or like a bounty hunter kind of thing. It's kind of just worn thin on me. I don't really like those shows in the first place.
Right.
So you're sort of looking for the more classic Star Wars sort of Force stuff, and then you'll be a bit more satisfied.
Or something more like new, like take Star Wars in a new direction where like we're in 2019, we don't need to do the same stuff we've done since.
Yeah.
When did this thing come out in the first place? Yeah. Like
a million years.
Before I was born.
In
before
the past.
You know, before my mum was born. I don't know. So it's like, give me something new. Like, take Star Wars and give me like a rom-com.
Fantastic.
Or like, give me like
rom-com
Star
featuring
Wars horror.
Baby Yoda.
You know, something cool.
Sounds good. So if you want to go and watch this though, where can you watch it?
Disney Plus.
And what's the name of it again?
It's called The Mandalorian. The Mandalorian.
Excellent.
It's a race of alien bounty hunters. I don't know. Star Wars is weird.
Star Wars is weird.
It's so weird.
And
but
episodes
we love it.
Out weekly?
Episodes out weekly on a Sunday, which is a weird time to have an episode come out.
Old
Maybe
school.
Sunday? I don't know. I can't keep track.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Sam.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
That was Viewmaster on 95 BFM.
Someone said Baby Yoda would be a great name.